Hello and welcome to the Nerd's Apprentice, where me, your host, LC Comics, aka Luke, is joined by my co-host,
Zara, hello,
to talk about her on her journey to becoming a nerd.
I think I'm already there.
No.
Well, you always tell me I'm a giant nerd.
You are.
But
you're not a certified nerd.
But you make no sense.
When this podcast ends, when we get to 100 episodes, you get a certificate and you can be an official nerd.
Oh, I'm actually really excited.
All right. Well, we're on episode 5.
Oh, only so... 95 episodes to go.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, as of recording this, it was my birthday, like, 2 days ago.
It's been and gone.
Yeah. 5th of August, so I think episode 3 came out on the 5th of August.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's a thing. So I am now a big boy. I'm too old. Bear. Getting back pains. Kids on my lawn, get off, you know, all sorts. Just, I'm an old geezer now. But yeah, no, I had a good birthday. We did some stuff on the weekend.
We did.
Yeah. So,
yep.
So what did you... Well, you did it, so...
You also did it.
But you planned it, kinda.
Yeah.
With supervision.
You're just... mediocre now.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Doesn't make sense.
You're old.
Oh.
All you do is read newspapers.
I don't know what mediocre means.
No, I do.
Okay, so what?
I just didn't know where I was going with it.
I don't know. I still don't know where you're going.
I'm just changed. Neither do I.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely no clue. Hmm.
Cool.
No, but yeah, it was nice. We had a whole weekend out.
So what did we do?
We went to a comic shop.
Yeah, so the day before.
Uh-huh.
Went to a comic shop.
Yeah.
Close Encounters, Northampton.
Yeah. The first one I ever went to.
Mm-hmm. And
before, recently. That wasn't my first time going.
What? No, this wasn't your first time.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But that was the first one you went to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you didn't say that very well, so...
Carry on.
yeah, it was pretty good. We didn't get that much, really.
No.
But it was a good old experience. And I spoke to the guy there, because they run NiceCon, which I'm going to. They're nice. And in September. So I had a brief conversation with them about that, about Valley and stuff.
Had a chin wag.
No.
Yes.
No. I had a little chat. I didn't have a chin wag. Not accepting that. Yeah, got a few bits. Go with. See, because we're trade readers. We both kind of just go to comic shops looking for bargains on trades generally. You don't like getting single issues because you're a dick.
No, I mean, before I've got a lot, but I just
don't read them.
Yeah,
and you don't even read the trades you got either, so...
I do. You're so infuriating.
Well, you don't read it, it's online.
Okay.
Alright, no, I thought you were going to come back at me with something.
Nope.
Just, okay. So yeah, we got a few bits. Do you remember what you got?
I got some manga. I got Full Metal...
Alchemist. Volume 1.
Volume 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
£3, not bad.
Bargain.
What else did you get?
And I forgot the name of the other one.
Yeah, I know you got Invincible Volume 1, which I'm probably gonna steal off you.
And you, before we went, you gave me Secret Powers.
What? No, I gave you Project Superpowers issue 0 because I had
enough.
An extra copy.
Close enough.
No, but you got more than that. I swear you got another trade as well.
No, I got one more single issue.
I know you got a single issue. It was like Avengers Academy issue 10 or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Is that it?
Yep.
Boring.
Yep.
Oh. Well, I got The Mighty Avengers Volume 1 because it looked interesting. The team looks cool. It's like Iron Man, Sentry, Ares, Miss Marvel. I don't know. Team looked interested.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was cool. And then I got some single issues, just like I got Ninjak Zero, which I've kind of been looking for a while, so it was cool that they had that. I also got an issue of Night Stalkers from the 90s because it had Punisher in it, and I was like, oh, that looks cool, because I think it's like Punisher and Morbius.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was cool. And then what else did I get? I got some issues of Avengers Arena because I'm trying to collect all that. It's like 18 issues altogether. And I've got like half of them, I think. So
yeah.
So that's cool. And did I get anything else?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But also on that day, I got Moonlight Legacy Volume 1 from a friend of the show and co-host of Elsie's Comic Corner, Harrison. So if you're listening, which you're probably not, thanks. Appreciate it, man.
Lukey appreciates it.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, he put Lukey on the thing when he got it delivered to my house. He thinks he's jokes. So yeah, no, that was nice. And then obviously we went back, had dinner, and did we watch something?
Yeah, we went to the cinema.
Oh yeah, and then we went to the cinema. Well, we might as well talk about that now.
We might as well
weave the narrative.
We went to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp 2.
No.
In the notes, right? She put Zara decided to put Ant-Man and the Wasp 2 because
I thought the first one was Ant-Man and the Wasp because there was a wasp in it.
Though there wasn't.
Yeah, but the giant guy with the claws, you know, the
Yellow Jacket.
There we go. That's it.
That no.
Well, why wasn't that called Ant-Man and the Yellow Jacket?
Because he's the villain. When is the villain ever? Why isn't Captain America the First Avenger not called Captain America and Red Skull?
Okay, but the second one was called Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Because she's his partner. Like, I mean, to be fair, Captain America the Winter Soldier technically has the villain in the name, but he's also an ally, so. Anyway, what were we saying? Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Mm-hmm.
Went to see it. I hope that's not being picked up right now. Sorry if you can hear
a lorry. Giant lorry.
Yeah. I don't know what they're playing at. Professional podcast, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
That was probably horrible. Anyway, Ant-Man and the Wasp. It was alright.
Yeah, I liked it.
I reckon it's probably one of the worst Marvel films, but that's just because Marvel have good films.
I wish I would have taken my giant man pop.
What, and just take it with you and just sat with it on your lap?
Oh my god, that would have been so good.
Well, you always hold it like a baby anyway, so.
Yeah, he is. He's a giant baby.
Giant baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's giant.
Alright, mate. Yeah, what did you think of the film?
I liked it.
Elaborate.
There were some funny parts. Mm. I liked it. There were some serious parts. I liked it. There were some action parts. I liked it.
Okay.
I don't think I can pick out anything that I didn't like about it.
But you can't pick out anything that stands out as being, especially, it's just an okay film. That's
what
it is. It's one of the more forgettable ones.
Mm-hmm.
And people were raving before the film about the post-credit scene, and it wasn't really anything. So
yeah, that was
the whole film.
That was annoying.
The whole film felt kind of throwaway to me. It was like, it was alright. It wasn't bad. Not really worth the wait though, considering we had to wait like a month extra to get it.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And now that's the last Marvel film this year. Well, MCU film anyway.
Really?
Yeah, because the next one's Captain Marvel next year, and then Avengers 4.
Oh.
So, obviously you got Venom, but that's not MCU. Or no. It might not be MCU. It's not made by Marvel Studios.
Was it Sony?
It's Sony, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I'm surprised you remembered that.
Same.
but, yeah, I don't think there's... Oh, and there's Spider-Man, the Spider-Man one. The animated one. Mm-hmm. That comes out in December. But that was fucking sick, mate.
I'm excited.
So, yeah, what would you give him an Oscar out of 10 then?
7.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was listening back to episode 2 the other day, actually. You gave Daredevil a 7. And Daredevil's
what
definitely
season is
1.
That?
And you gave season 2 7.5. But they are definitely better than Ant-Man and the Wasp. So.
Yeah.
So I'd say Ant-Man and the Wasp is like a 5 or 6. Personally. Are you sticking with a 7 or?
Yeah, maybe a 6 actually.
6? 6.5 or just 6?
6.
Okay.
I'm very good at rating stuff, am I?
No.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I told you from the beginning, don't like doing that.
Yeah, well, that's part of the reason I made you do it.
Cool.
so yeah, so that was the Saturday, and then...
No.
What?
The Saturday also got a book.
What
it
book?
It was a notebook.
Oh my god.
And it had Groot on it, and it's got a button that you press, and it says, I am Groot in his voice. So cute.
Yeah, and she keeps pressing it.
No, I don't keep. I did.
Whenever you see it, you press it. Because it's a big red button, you can't resist a big red button. Especially if it's Groot.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
Honestly. You're getting a bit too obsessed with Groot, and we. The Sunday.
He's just adorable.
Showed that even more, but we will get to that.
Yeah, that's true.
So
Sunday.
Sunday. The big day.
I came here.
Yeah. You took ages.
We did presents.
I was waiting for you for ages.
Well, I had to get ready.
Yeah, well, you should have got ready faster. And then, yeah, so we did presents. You brought a big old bag.
A big old
Big old bag. Avengers bag, just to hide the inside.
Well, wrapping paper did you have?
Inside, it was full of My Little Pony wrapping paper. And if you know me and Harry, we're part of the My Little Pony fan club, you know. Me and Harry, bronies. I know he liked it, so.
Yeah.
And bronies. The card as well. Yeah, bronies. And he got, and the card you got as well. Birthday girl.
Yep.
My Little Pony. Oh, mate. Honestly, made my day. My lucky girl.
Yeah, you're lucky I found that. Just for
you. Uh-huh. So, let's run through what you got. You spent too much. Way too much.
Okay, yeah, I admit, I went a little overboard.
A little?
And I continue to do so.
Yeah. So, you got me some Blu-rays. Yeah. And I'll list them off in a bit because I'll do them all at once. Yeah. You got me some shoes.
Yep.
A hoodie.
Yep.
A big old book. Deadly Class Deluxe Edition.
Thick.
That is so... Look how nice that is. That's going to look really so nice on my shelf. Next to Tokyo Ghost as well.
When it came as well. Because you know I had to chase a parcel.
Yeah.
Because I came back. I walked to the shop. I came back. And there was a delivery note. Mm-hmm. Saying that I'd have to go pick it up the next sales. Like... God's sake, and I saw the van down the road, and I was like, I'm just gonna run and go get it.
You were so
to,
mad.
And I had to, like, carry it back. It was so big.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened it, I was like, ooh, this actually is quite nice. Yeah,
that's done it. And there's a second one as well, so, you know, Christmas.
Oh, nah.
Yay. And then, what else was there? Was that it? I want to sound, that sounded bad.
And some pops as well.
Oh, yeah. And then, So, also, you'd got, we mentioned it on the other episode, actually, you got me Moon Knight and Vault Boy.
Yeah.
But then, on my birthday, you also got me Bloody Lobo and Punisher 2099, both exclusives.
Yeah.
And they look nice.
They got a nice, shiny sticker.
No, I'm not about the pops themselves.
Okay, the stickers.
So obsessed with stickers, man. Nah, stickers. Stickers make them stand out a bit more.
Yeah, no, it's they look cool. Really nice.
Yeah, so now I've got three exclusives and they're all nice. I still want to get Punisher from Daredevil though.
Yeah, I want the one with his
the chase mask. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, so nice.
Cool, nice. I just don't want to forget anything and then have to come back to it. So I'm just trying to think. Was there anything else?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Well, my mum also got me. She's ordered me a bunch of Valiant trades.
Yeah.
But they haven't come yet. And then she got me the Tokyo Ghost Complete Edition, which is all, I think it's 10 issues collected into one big old hardcover. And that looks bloody nice.
They look so nice. Sat there together.
Together as well, yeah. When they're on my shelf.
Oh, they look nice.
Like, nice. I want to get as many of the Remender series in hardcover as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on getting 7 to 30 in hardcover and then getting rid of my trades. I think I said I'll probably give you the trades.
I will take them.
Yeah, you will, because it's fucking sick, mate. Top series. Yeah, so then, what do? You got a trim.
Yeah.
Fresh cut, mate.
I'm basically bald now.
No, you had really long hair, and now you have slightly less long hair.
Yeah.
But it's still
long. It was just above.
Your bum.
My bum.
And now it's.
It's not. Like,
it's further than your elbows.
It's like to my elbows.
It's a bit further than your elbows. Yeah.
It's short for me. It's different.
It's shorter. It's not short by any means.
I got a trim. Then we went out.
And then, yeah, and then we went to the...
You
to
ate
the
city. About 6 donuts.
No, not on that day. I had like 2 on the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, shut up. Why are you trying to out me like that? There's no need for that, is there?
Sorry, mate.
honestly.
That's just what's happened.
And then we went to the city.
Yep.
To the shopping centre.
Yep.
And where did we go? Where did we actually get stuff from?
HMV.
Yeah. CX.
Yep.
Is there anything else?
Nope.
I think that was it, honestly. Yep. And then you got a couple of other bits from like Superdrug or something like that.
Yeah.
But is it actually not anywhere else?
No, I don't think.
How did we spend so much time up city then?
I have no idea. Where else did we go?
We just went in a bunch of shops, but yeah. I don't know if we got anything. We got a bunch in HMV though.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Zara ended up getting me more Blu-rays.
Because you need more.
So I do. I still need more. she got me. She got me. 5 and a DVD set.
Mm-hmm. It's never ending. Birthday. Like whenever we go up to see, we always go in HMV and we spend at least half hour in there.
Yeah,
that's where all our time was spent in HMV.
Yeah, to be fair.
Everything.
Yeah. So, you'd got me 5 Blu-rays and then you got me another 5.
Can you remember what they are?
I can just look.
Yeah, but don't look.
Oh, you want me to remember off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Pilgrimage.
So I can't remember.
Pilgrimage.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Planet Hulk.
Uh huh.
Son of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Justice League Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Justice League Throne of Atlantis. Justice League vs. Teen Titans. Logan.
Yeah.
Kong Skull Island. Oh, there's one more. There is one more. I know there is. I'm gonna look. Oh, Batman Son of Arkham. That's the other one. Yeah, so that's 10. That's all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also got me the Marvel Anime Collection, which has, what is it, Black Widow and Punisher, Confidential, something like that, I don't know, which is an anime film, and then it has the anime series of Iron Man, Wolverine, and the X-Men. So that's pretty cool. That was nice. I like that.
I am now poor.
Oh, I very understand.
All my money's on your shelf.
Yeah, literally, just... Your purse.
Yeah.
It's just there. And then we've got some posters.
Oh, yeah. So we went into HMV and it was £3 for £9.
Yeah.
And last time we went up the city, they had this really nice My Hero Academia posters.
Which we have previously mentioned on the podcast.
We have.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to get it. It looks so cool. It looks so cool. And I was like, no, I think I'm just buying it for the sake of it. I'll mm-hmm. leave it. Maybe I'll get it next time.
And then you wouldn't shut up about it.
Every time.
You'd be like, oh, I want it. It's like, all right, well, next time we go to City,
you'll get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went in there. We both got one of the My Hero Academia ones.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, what do we get as a third? Because it was like, they're £4 each or £3 for £9, so you might as well get another one.
Yeah.
And we were looking around, we're like, oh... I think we settled on a Justice League one for
we
you.
Were like, yeah,
but we were like, oh yeah, it's pretty nice, but it's not.
Yeah.
And then you were like, the whole time, you're like, oh, I wish they had a Groot one.
Yeah.
And then we see this bit next to it with more posters. Not
and
only...
There I see Groot's face.
Yeah, not only does it have a baby Groot poster, but it also has a Venom one. And I'm like, fuck.
We're there with four posters.
Yeah, we both want one now, another one.
We
so,
stood there like... No.
I considered possibly not getting the Venom one, and then I was like, nah, I want it. So I just gave you a little bit of money towards it. Cause,
So we got two posters each, and then we got...
Even though mine haven't gone up yet, because someone today was supposed to bring some blue tack to stick them
well,
up.
Someone should have
just brought
some. Where's
the blue tack? We could have got some when we were up there, and I said that, and you didn't, so it's your fault.
Well, that's just...
I really want to fight you.
Let's have a scrap.
Let's go. So yeah, that was cool. Did we get anything else from HMV? Or was that it?
I think that was it.
Yeah.
You made a new friend? You got 2 friends in there now.
Honestly, I just... Well, the thing is, right, obviously if you work in a shop like that, you're going to like the stuff in there.
Yeah.
So
there's always going to be something in there that you're...
So I just had the conversation with the guy at the till about, like, superhero films.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, that's so
also,
lovely though.
Also, he has bad taste. So, I nearly went off on him because he was like, "Oh yeah, Black Panther's probably my favourite one."
When
like,
when he said that, I just looked over to you and I was like, "Oh, please bite your tongue."
And
don't
I was
say
like,
rude.
"I was like, yeah, I didn't really like Black Panther." And he was like, "What?" And I was like, and then I was like, "Oh yeah, Venom looks sick." And he's like, "What?" And I was like,
"Uh oh." But, I was just like, okay, can you just give us the stuff so we can leave before
it
we
was
send cool
it
to
that.
A fight?
It was nice.
Yeah.
So.
It's nice to see you nerding off with someone.
Yeah, that isn't you for once. Cause you have to deal with the brunt of it most of the time.
Yeah. Me and your boyfriend.
Which one?
Harry.
Oh, okay. So you have to be specific because I've got a few.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I got a new game, Dragon Quest Builders. It's a game I wanted for a while. It's just chill.
It's just chill.
I'll tell you what, we're going to go out after this and get some blue tech. And you're going to help me put the posters up because I want to.
For sake, alright.
Cool.
Can't really say no. It's a birthday week.
Week? Oh, yeah.
We're still
more
in the birthday
money.
Month.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was good. And then we went to. Did we go anywhere? Did we go anywhere where we got anything between HMV? And or between CX and the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we then went to the cinema and we saw Teen Titans
we saw
go
a
sick to the movies.
Movie. Teen Titans.
Please stop. I kind of went for the meme and also because I was like, it's DC, I might like
and also,
it.
And also, your pal Deathstroke.
Also.
Or Slade.
Yeah, but they didn't even call him Deathstroke, so...
They called him
Slade. And they kept saying it. Yeah. That was the thing that, like, irked me the most, I guess, was the... everything about Deathstroke in that film was just, ugh.
Yeah.
But there were some bits that were like, oh, yeah. Like, there were some, like, funny bits of stuff.
Mm.
But most of it was just, like, cringe. And, like...
And there's just...
But it's a kid's film.
There's so many songs in it.
Yeah, I don't know why there were so many songs.
If it's not High School Musical, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No.
You loved it. You were singing the songs.
No, because why would I sing the songs? I didn't know them.
Yeah, and? Doesn't matter. You still sing them. Anyway, it was alright. But, yeah, some of it was cringe. But some of it was funny, and, like, that bit at the end was funny. Where Robin jumped to the camera and he's like, kids, ask your parents where babies come from.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Where do babies come from?
I do not know. I thought they're made out of clay and then struck by lightning.
I thought they came out your belly button.
Oh, ew. Ow.
Ew. Ow.
Come out your belly button.
Also, we're going to see the Grinch film when it comes
out.
No,
it looks shit.
We're going for my birthday.
It looks terrible. Oh, yeah, but it'll probably come out after your birthday.
That's fine. Birthday month.
No, that's not how that works.
Birthday's
I'll tell you what I am looking forward to going to see. Upgrade comes out at the end of this month.
Oh,
end of
yeah.
August. Looks sick, mate.
I am excited.
I've been waiting months because it came out beginning of June in America and everywhere else, I'm pretty sure. And we've had to wait like nearly 2 months and I'm fucking pissed. I've managed to avoid spoilers this far, so yeah, I'm excited. We're going to go see that like as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what would you rate Teen Titans Go to the Movies? Out of 10.
4.
A 4?
Yeah.
That's fair. That's, yeah, that's probably about the same as I'd give.
It was okay. It was, some of the bits was like, okay, I want this to end now. Mm.
Yeah, I almost walked out one because I was like, I kind of can't be fucked.
Yeah.
Just go get some food.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it was,
we had a cheeky fart, guys, after that. That
was
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, we also had a trip to McDonald's.
When?
You said before cinema.
Yeah, but that don't count. That
I
don't matter.
Know. Was making it
irrelevant.
Wow.
Lol. Yeah. Okay. What would you rate my birthday?
Solid 1.
Oh, so you did a shit job there.
All I did was spend money.
Yeah. So okay, all right. It was 1
yeah,
for you.
Yeah. No. It was nice. If the film wasn't so bad, then it would be a 10.
Oof.
But probably like a 9. Why are we rating your birthday?
No, we're not. You are.
You rate your birthday. And if you say anything that's not a 10.
Probably like a 6.
Wow, that really breaks my heart.
Joking, it was good. You made it good, so. Yeah.
Still not a number?
Good out of 10.
Okay. Wait, what? No!
Yeah. 10. Obviously 10. Yeah, so.
I succeeded.
That's, yeah, I think we've finished with the run-through of my birthday now, so we can move on to the other stuff.
Oh, I can't wait for my birthday.
Oh, you're expecting a lot now.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not expecting a lot. Yeah, you are. But if that does happen, then I will be happy.
Yeah. Oh.
But if not, nah. I'm happy with whatever.
All right, I'll just get you nothing then.
Why?
See. yeah. So, mentioned for my birthday, I got Planet Hulk on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
We literally just finished watching it.
Literally.
Before recording this, just so you can't pretend you don't know what happened. Doesn't matter, you've just watched it, so you should know.
No, it's really good. You kept pausing it.
No, you kept pausing it. I paused it like twice because I saw some cameos. Like, there was a cameo from Star-Lord and a Skrull.
Okay, it was at least three times.
No. You kept pausing it because you kept going downstairs and shit.
Twice. No.
Oh, sorry.
Once was because you wanted a drink.
And? I was thirsty.
Oh, I'm sick of you. Your birthday's cancelled for next year.
Stop saying that. Your birthday's cancelled.
No, it's not.
Christmas is cancelled.
You can't cancel my birthday.
Grinch is cancelled.
No.
yeah, so what was Planet Hulk about?
It was about Mr. Hulk being shipped off from Earth because he's an angry little fella.
Too dangerous, yeah.
Too dangerous. Oh. He's a rage monster.
Yeah, like you. A little rage monster.
and he gets... He puts his ship on a different course.
Yeah, he knocks it off course.
And he lands on...
Sakaar.
Sakaar.
Ew. Stop.
and, yeah, he basically becomes enslaved. Is that the right word to use?
He becomes a gladiator. Yeah. Yeah.
And he fights his way out.
Okay.
That's
Is
all
it?
I got for you. Yep.
So you didn't pay attention to the film. After about 10 minutes, you stopped paying attention.
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
It's just...
You did stop paying attention.
No, I didn't.
Liar.
I didn't.
Yeah, got you. Yeah, you didn't pay attention. You're right.
No, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You
I
see?
Guess I did.
No, you didn't. You're right.
That's your fault.
Not my
tricked
fault.
Me. It doesn't count if you trick me.
Cool, so, yeah. Sorry, I just got,
What was that?
So I got excited.
You just silently gasped.
I just got paid by Wordery, mate.
Ooh.
From my affiliate.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wordery affiliate link in the description for everyone who's listening. That's good. It's perfect as well because I'm going to London. So that'd be good. Going to talk about that either the next episode or the episode after. Going to see my pals from Elsie's Corner.
Yeah.
So we're going to meet up in a corner. Corner. Yeah, so, it was a good film, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. It was a good
old film. Good old film, based on a comic by the same name.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so, you not got anything to say about it, apart from it was a good film?
No.
Make your mind up.
No.
You haven't got anything else to say about it?
It was just... good. I enjoyed it.
But why?
I watched it.
Why?
It's just good.
No. Why did you like it? What was good about it? Give specific examples.
The Hulk.
You're actually hurting my brain. What about him?
He's good. He's actually intelligent.
Well, yeah. He's got some of the intelligence of Bruce Banner in that.
See, I didn't know that.
Well, that's kind of like in Thor Ragnarok. Which we also spoke about on this podcast last episode.
Yeah, it was good. I like watching them sort of programs and films with you because you also tell me stuff.
I know my shit.
Yeah.
When it comes, some people find that really annoying. I know people. Some people complain. That,
sometimes, like if we're in the cinema and you keep banging on about stuff,
you love it. You loved it in Ant-Man and the Wasp, and you loved it in Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Yeah, that's
so
true. Sometimes after you said a lot, you'd be like. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just keep telling you shit. It's like,
no, I don't mind it.
No, you love it. You kept looking over at me and fucking smiling,
grinning.
Yeah, see.
Cheesy grinning.
So, anyway, what would you rate Planet Hulk then? Because you clearly don't have much to say about it, even though we've just finished watching it. So it should be fresh in your mind. The whole point of doing this episode now is so it'd be fresh in your mind. But
yeah, well, what would you
want nothing to say
about
it? It was good. I liked the ensemble cast.
Yeah.
All the different characters.
Yeah.
It was interesting dynamic of the races and stuff on the planet, and the whole spike thing as well.
Yes, yeah,
that was cool.
About that
plot kind of changes like halfway through.
It's informative.
What's informative?
Like, you just learn stuff.
What are you on about?
I don't know.
I have no idea what you're on about.
You carry on.
What's informative? What are you talking
the
about?
The whole thing, like...
The film?
Yeah.
How?
You just learn stuff about everyone.
What are you saying right now?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm tired.
Alright, what would you rate it out of 10?
7.5.
Cool.
What would you rate it?
That's cool. Probably about the same.
Same.
Yeah.
Cool.
Same.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned on a previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
You've been watching Green Lantern the animated series.
Oh, and I finished it.
And
yesterday.
You went way ahead of me and finished it.
Well, I didn't realise we were meant to stay at the same pace.
Well, no, but like, you're still too far ahead.
Well, maybe now, yeah.
Yeah, because you finished it, and I've still got like 10 episodes or something like that.
Catch up, boy.
No.
Catch.
I've got a bunch of new Blu-rays to watch. Sorry.
Oh, I'm never buying you any again, ever.
Yeah, you are.
And you're not buying any.
So what are you ordering me off for this then?
Nothing.
What do you mean I'm not ordering buying? Yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to buy any.
I'll do what I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, Green Lantern, the anime series. What did you think
of it?
Is there a second one? No, there's still not a second one. You asked me this earlier.
Oh, I didn't hear your reply.
Yes, you did, because you were like, aw.
Oh.
So you're just chatting shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's Green Lantern, the anime series about?
I really hate
it's
this.
It's not even hard to answer.
I can't do another 95 episodes. I can't.
What do you mean? Oh, right. I was
can't handle it.
Well, it's so simple what it's about.
It's about him saving the universe.
Who's him?
Hal Jordan.
Okay. About him saving the universe from what?
And learning about how the Guardians are useless.
Guardians are bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But saving the universe from who?
I'm trying not to give anything away. Because it changes.
Yeah, so who are the first ones?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, the Red Lanterns.
Yeah.
There we go.
And then who was the second villain?
The big machine.
Anti-Monitor.
Yep, and it also changes after, but I can't tell
you. I know, I've seen.
What do you mean?
I saw in the episode descriptions.
So who is it then?
Aya.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then she becomes a villain.
Yeah. See? I know my shit.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, spoilers. But, yeah, no, I really like the Red Lanterns, so I like that they were in it quite a lot. What?
No, they're bad.
No, not in the comic. I mean, they're more villains in the show than in the comics. In the comics, they're more like, they're all about revenge and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, but they don't attack people that aren't shit faces, basically.
Basically.
But also, they don't like the Green Lanterns because of the Guardians.
Because of, yeah.
So, but they don't want to destroy shit. They just they want to protect people as well.
The more you watch, the more you hate the Guardians.
Guardians are fucking assholes. They always apart from Ganthet, they're all twats.
Yeah, and you don't even see him that much.
Yep.
I wish they did a second one.
Second season? Well, it got cancelled. I don't think it got enough numbers when it was on TV.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. Well, what about the cast of characters, like the main cast? Like, who do you like the most?
Razor is just a bitch. Razor is a bitch.
Yeah.
And Eve's quite nice until she gets
Eve. Do you mean Aya?
Aya.
Was that in your mind you were trying to make a joke?
Yeah.
Because you thought her name was. You changed her name to Eve in your head.
Yeah, I got confused with Wally.
Yeah, right.
The robot lady from there.
I think they're a bit different. I know what you're on about. I think they're kind of different.
Yeah, they're a lot different.
Yeah. So, yeah. Awkward. I like that they use quite a lot of Green Lanterns as well. I like Chip. Chip was cool.
Yeah, the little squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top lantern, mate. And what's his name?
Bostout.
Mogus or something like that. The planet lantern. That one's sick.
Oh, yeah. The one who helps him.
Yeah, mad. I can't remember his name. But, yeah. So, what would you rate Green Lantern, the animated series?
A 9.
9 out of 10, you liked it that much?
I really liked it.
Wow. I wouldn't go that far at all. The animation kind of puts me off a bit.
I thought that, but... Yeah, like it.
Young Justice is better. If you don't think so, you're wrong. So, because that's what you're watching now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, because we did start watching that together, but we're really bad at watching stuff together because it just kind of get bored of it.
Yeah.
So, I was like, just watch it on your own. I'll watch it on my own and we can... Because yeah. I've seen season one anyway, so...
Does that mean I have to stop at season one and wait for you?
No, we're on season one now. What do you mean stop at season one?
Stop at season two, sorry.
I've seen some of season two, but it's fine.
Okay.
Like,
you keep watching Blu-rays.
Sorry, I've got them, so I might as well watch them.
Well, sorry, but don't watch them. Watch Green Lantern first.
Alright, I'll throw them away.
Well, that's a bit extreme.
Stop complaining. No, fuck Green Lantern. I need to watch Young Justice now, because you won't slow down.
Okay.
How was the episode last night, actually? The one with Captain Marvel, or Shazam, sorry. Shazam!
It was really good, and the episode after that is with the Injustice League.
I don't quite remember that one.
It's the Joker, it's Shazam.
Spoilers!
Other evil half.
Black Adam.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
He's
getting his own film. Do you know he's been played by Dwayne Johnson?
Yes.
You did not know that.
Yes, I did.
Why are you lying?
You literally told me that.
I never tell you anything, so you're clearly lying.
It's also got Poison Ivy and three other characters that I can't remember the name of.
Have you seen the prison episode yet?
Yes.
That one's really good.
Yeah, I watched that last night.
With all the ice villains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not relevant to this episode. We'll talk about that in a later episode. So, yeah, 9 out of 10 for Green Lantern series.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Me.
I could not... wait to watch the next episode.
Alright, well, no, you don't have to wait because you've seen them all.
Aww.
Sad. Yeah, so, last up when it comes to TV and whatever.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Robot season one.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I watched this ages ago and then I rewatched it when you were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I got around to finishing it again because I just.
No, you missed
when it comes to rewatching episode. Stuff, I'm really bad because. It's just like, I get kind of bored.
Yeah.
So. But, yeah, so. Mr. Robot, season one.
I really liked it. I'm still waiting to watch season two, but.
You can watch it whenever.
I've got other stuff.
I've got
to
season
watch.
One and two on Blu-ray. I still haven't seen season two. I remember I loved season one so much when I first watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the twist in that is mad.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, so. And I love me a good twist, as you know, from, like, Fight Club and stuff.
Oof.
So,
I really like the main character.
What, Elliot?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's weird, though.
He's weird, but he's cute in a weird way.
You think he's attractive, you freak.
Well, not really, because he's got a really square face.
And weird eyes.
Yeah, like, they really like...
Yeah. Well, it's an audio medium, Zara.
They really pop out of his head.
Yeah.
But I still think he's quite cute.
Alright.
And he has a dog.
He's got issues,
well.
Though.
Well, yeah.
So. Oh, well, he's got a dog.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Alright, well, why don't you marry him then?
Alright.
Is that
Let's
it?
Let's move on.
Alright, cool. Well, alright, well, do you remember what you liked about it? What's it about?
Oh, for God's sake.
It shouldn't be hard to explain
well,
what it's about.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
No, it's really not.
Well, it really is.
Alright, what's it about?
Well, it's about... See, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't
How
know?
How long ago did we watch this?
Not that long ago. It was like a couple of months.
As if.
It wasn't that long ago.
Well, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it's about a guy.
Yeah.
He's got issues. He can't sleep.
Yeah.
He's got all sorts of
okay.
problems. He's a bit of a druggie as well.
What does he do, though?
He works in computer.
He's
he
a hacker.
He works in IT.
He's a hacker.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, he's a... He's like a hacker vigilante at the beginning of the series,
oh,
remember?
Oh, yeah, and then he gets...
Like, he outs pedos and stuff.
And then Mr. Robot lures him into this
Into
place.
This hacktivist group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
and
why was that so hard to explain?
And he joins, because they wanted...
Spoilers!
They have a big task ahead of them.
Oof.
So there we go. That's it.
Okay. Well, why was that so hard? It wasn't, is the answer.
Yeah, maybe.
So, yeah, what do you like about it?
The question.
It's not a hard question.
Stop with the
I'm
questions.
Just asking about your opinion.
No, I don't think I'd ever watch something like that before.
What if I hadn't told you to?
Yeah.
but you liked it, so.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. It was something new and enjoyable.
Hmm. Not enjoyable enough for season two, though, is it?
Well, yeah, but you were like, oh, don't watch season two yet.
No, I said you can watch it, it's fine.
Oh, you've got other stuff to watch.
You have got other stuff to watch.
See?
So.
See?
But it's fine, you can watch it if you want to watch it.
How long are the episodes?
Like 40 minutes. Maybe longer.
Oh.
Probably, no, more like 50 to an hour, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, long ass episodes. They've got season 2 and 3 on Prime, so.
Yeah, so I can watch them.
Yeah, so you can watch whenever.
Easy.
Cool. So, Mr. Robot season 1.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 10.
8.
8 out of 10?
Yeah.
Not bad.
I hope season 2 is just as good.
Yeah. See, the thing is, with the way season 1 ends, I'm like, how, what the fuck are they going to do in season 2?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
Is that where they're all in the room in the end, aren't they?
What? I don't know what you're on about. That, yeah. No spoilers, anyway.
Okay, never mind.
You, I don't think you know what you're on about either, so. Yeah, see?
No, I do.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna spoil it.
If you say so. Alright, cool.
Nice. Well,
last up, we're gonna shed some light on a podcast that we both like and listen to. So do you want to tell the listeners what it is?
It's called Geek History Lesson.
You had to look at that, you didn't know
it.
Well,
I didn't want to mess it up, I wanted to all make right. sure that I got it.
Fair enough. Well, it's run by these two people, man and woman, Jason Enman and Ashley Victoria Robinson, I think they're uh-huh. called. And again, this is quite a big podcast, so you might have heard of it already. But basically what they do is they take characters or series from like geek culture or whatever, and they'll explain what they are and like their origins and yep. stuff like that. Good for like comic characters.
They go in depth about
they'll tell you about when they first appeared and yep. and then like in big storylines that they've had and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it's good if you want to find out about like major characters. They probably like you listened to an episode about Deathstroke, didn't you?
I did.
Which is cool, because Deathstroke's sick, mate.
No, it was really good.
And
it's I was worried there was going to be, like, boring.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
Some of the... Yeah, no. As long as you're interested in what the episode is about...
Yeah.
Then the episodes are good.
I don't think if I looked at one of the titles and I was like, well, I don't really care too much about that uh-huh. character or whatever, I wouldn't listen to it.
Well, that's what I did. I went through and I picked out all the episodes with characters that I either like and want to listen to
yeah.
or that I want to learn more about.
Yeah.
And so that was cool, and I've been going through and listening to a bunch of them. I've had some really good episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Justice League episodes as well, actually. They were good. And I know you want to learn more about Green Lantern. They had a 2-part episode about Hal Jordan, Green Lantern. Dude, so
I'm excited.
Go ahead and listen to that. So yeah, you guys can head over to iTunes, I think they're on. I don't know where else you can find it, but I'll definitely link the iTunes down below.
Yep.
So you can, you know, go listen to that if you want to find out about any episodes. Obviously, the Deathstroke one, it's good. I like Deathstroke a lot. He's my favourite comic character. Mm-hmm. Zara, I think, likes Deathstroke, and if she doesn't, I don't know how long this podcast is going to last, but it won't be very...
Definitely not long.
So yeah, you go listen to that episode. There's a Green Arrow episode, there's a Nightwing episode, there's a Hal Jordan episode, there's a Lex Mr. Terrific Luther. Episode, Lex Luthor. Yeah, there's all sorts. They did an Assassin's Creed one, which I listened to recently.
Oh.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's got a decent amount of variety, so go check that out. Yeah, I've just looked at the time and realised it's been a relatively short episode.
It has considering, indeed.
So I thought we wouldn't need as many topics as we normally have, but...
You were mistaken. Oh, well,
you do? It's your fault, because you don't go in depth
how?
At all. You just get, oh yeah, it's good. Let's get to the next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, well, it is good.
All right. Everything's good.
Let me sing you Teen Titans.
Please don't. Might as well just wrap this episode up early then.
We might as well.
Give people a nice
go get
bit
some
shorter episode.
Flipping blue tack.
Go get some blue tack. Put these bloody posters up.
Put these bloody posters
up. Bloody posters. So, I'm not sure when this episode will be out. But I think by the time this is out, my guest episode one of my guest episodes of Dog Hair Presents will be up. So if it is, go check that out.
Ooh.
I've also did an episode on Feel Better Show. I did an episode on...
Which I'm currently listening to.
A Conversation With. I did an episode on... I made a cameo on the Rank This Everything, which I made a joke in the podcast inmates group that I'm the Stanley of the Rank List of Everything. Because I make the cameos. I'm always there somewhere lurking. But, yeah.
It's funny.
Did I guess on anything else?
I'm excited to listen to that.
Mm. It was funny. I listened to the episode. It's good. Even the parts that I'm not in, so...
Nice.
Surprising. Oof. So that's a good episode as well. Go check that out. Episode 11 of The Rankness of Everything with Phil Better. Is there any other guest appearances that I've made?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Well, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at the... Wait.
The Nerds.
_nerds_app_pod. Yeah, no, it's at nerds_app_pod.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's no D. So that's NERDS_APP_POD. You can email us at nerdsapprentice@gmail.com.
You're struggling today.
A little bit. Yeah, so email us if you want us to check anything out to talk about on the podcast, or if you have any questions. And you can tweet them at us as well if you want. You can follow me on Twitter at @LC_comics.
You can follow me on Twitter at Zeeb3.
Yeah.
In Zeeb.
And and check out my other podcast, LC's Comic Corner. It'll be linked below. You can find it on iTunes and Wooshka.
Ugh.
And other podcasters generally. Podcatchers generally, sorry.
Wooshka.
There's... been putting out decent up, like I've been keeping up to date with it somehow, and with this.
Mm-hmm.
So
you've been doing it.
Yeah, go check that out. You can find that on Twitter at LC_comic corner.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that might be everything.
I think that's
why do we fill the link in the description? That's an important one.
Oh god,
definitely go get at that. You know, they've finally fucking paid me, so
mm-hmm.
good old bit of monies, mate. So, yeah, if you want to contribute to that, really appreciate that. Use that link. Buy anything from Wordery, I get 5% kickback. It doesn't cost you anything extra, so it's good. For my birthday, people were ordering me stuff off Wordery and using my link, so I made a bit of money, a bit of extra money from it as well, which was sick, mate.
Lucky.
Yeah, it's cool. So, yeah, I think that's everything.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much for listening.
Hopefully see you next time.
Zara has an episode on The Rank List of Everything, so go check out episode 10 of The Rank List of Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now I think that's everything.
I think that's everything.
It must be. Okay. Well, thank you all very much for listening, and hope to see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.